Good morning, February 8th, 2025. It's This Week in Waukesha, the new podcast series. This is our second podcast today, and I'm honored to have back on This Week in Waukesha 15th District Alderman Corey Payne, who's running for his fifth term on the Waukesha Common Council. Again, I'm your host, Don Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown in my beloved, our beloved Banting Park neighborhood. I'm joined by my faithful producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who's down at the WAUK studios in Radio Park on Victory Avenue. And again, we're excited to have Alderman Payne on. It's campaign season again in Waukesha, and Alderman Payne, for the second term in a row, has some competition, whereas many of these alders run unopposed. Corey is facing a young a teacher named Rico Camacho, I believe his name is. But Corey is the son of 2nd District Alderman Eric Payne. They are the first father-son aldermanic combo in our city's rich history. And so let's start. So, Corey, what is your platform for this 2025 campaign?
The platform is exactly the same platform that it has been for the last 12 years. And that is simple. Keep taxes low and listen to my constituents and try to make the best I can out of District 15 and the city of Waukesha. It's really quite simple. I've maintained a pretty steady approach to where my beliefs are, and I'm getting a little bit of kickback over at City Hall as far as trying to get other people to realize our spending is out of control, but we're gonna fight the good fight.
Terrific. What would you say are your biggest accomplishments in your four terms as 15th District Alderman?
In 12 years, there's one I might have voted for the operational, but not the CIP. But I'm pretty sure that I have not voted for a tax increase in 12 years. That's probably my most proudest accomplishment. I believe that the taxpayers are already burdened. Property tax goes up year end over. There is no effort on trying to rein in the useless spending our city is. I mean, that's what we've been doing now for over 15, maybe even 20 years, to the point where we're running into debt. Literally, we're talking about 2027. Roughly, we are going to be in about a $5 to $7 million deficit. That's something that happened under former city administrator Kevin Lehner's tenure and the current mayor Sean Riley, who tag teamed and went straight after the agenda that has now gotten the city into dire financial straits. Other than that, I'd like to say I was on the committee to rejuvenate the band shelter at Cutler Park. I've added miles of new roads and pavement in the city, had several new intersections and crosswalks reconstructed. I fought very, 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 very hard to keep the dam at First Pond at Woodfield Park. I love that park. I'm there quite a bit. That was we almost got it stopped. There's so many things. Mendiola Park, getting the turf fields down there. We really fought hard to try to get the baseball stadium there as well. Ran into a couple issues, but we were still able to have now one of the best soccer complexes in Waukesha County, which I'm extremely proud of. Working hand in hand with my constituents to try to make the best out of what we got. And I could go on. Sure. But I mean, just off the top, those are some of my proudest achievements.
That's great. Now, what are some of the biggest concerns your constituents have shared with you, say, in the last 6 months?
A few things. We're kind of in a transition period here. Obviously, property taxes. The useless spending is out of control. You know, stuff like the apartment development potentially that's going to be going in right across the street from City Hall on Delafield, Delafield Street there. I know that doesn't fall in my district, but it's about 150 yards away from my district. So it does deeply impact District 15. We are in the middle of a transition of changing providers for our waste management. Some people are a little confused by the added payments, the payment schemes, which it's unfortunately the name of the game when you're switching new vendors. I do believe that we did with working with Public Works. I think we did finally find a good long-term solution. As of late, those are probably two of the largest. And then I would have to say it's an ongoing issue right now. I've been in contact many times with the Waukesha Park and Rec, Waukesha PD, in regards to some suspicious activity that's been happening at Horb Springs, Horb Park. That's another huge issue that's been kind of going on.
What kind of activity? Could you be more specific?
Yeah, we have a kind of an issue between mid-level teenagers and maybe younger adults that are swearing, leaving trash everywhere, dumping over trash cans, and God knows what else. This summer, I had to contact the police department because there was a car that decided to drive up to the playground. And off the road, off of a pavement, off of sidewalks, off of everything, and decided to get out, and whatever they were doing, that was on the police department. But so that's the kind of stuff that we're focusing on. And I believe that we're going to be adding an OptiCop, which is, many cameras throughout the city, but a camera that's going to be closer to where most of this activity is happening. So hopefully that'll deter some of this, but then we're going to increase patrols, the neighborhood, and I have established contact, and I feel we're going in the right direction on that one.
Hey, I wanted to jump back. You raised an interesting point about switching vendors for the garbage and recycling management. I remember back in it was probably the most difficult time of my term on the council was in the summer of 21 when we switched to waste management, bought out, I think, our existing vendor. And there were some issues with labor, big labor shortages, and it really impacted the quality of our garbage and recycling collections. And my district was actually the most affected in terms of, some pickups were like a week late. And I remember as we were trying to resolve this crisis, your dad, Alderman Eric Payne of the second district, my alderman now, had inquired why John's wasn't considered. And at the time they'd said that they didn't have the staffing or the infrastructure for it, but they're the new vendor now, correct? And so I'm wondering if they have upped their game in terms of staffing and trucks and the like.
I'm sorry, I kind of missed you there. Who did you refer to being the new vendor?
Isn't it John's? I thought it was John's.
Yes, that's it. Yes, correct. Yep, that is the new vendor. I asked that question. Everything, they're ready to go. They're staffed up. They've had, if you remember the last time we kind of switched up, that was all really last minute, man. And that was such a mess.
God, it was awful. It's a miracle we didn't have rats in my district. I mean, I guess there were some that I'd found
out. Don't get me started on the rats.
But that's good to hear that John's is armed and ready, and the fact that they're a local purveyor too, I think, is also, I'm really enthusiastic about that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Keeping those tax dollars local, and I think we'll get better customer service. But yes, let's do go there with rats. What's been going on with that lately?
I could tell you that there isn't a solution, and that's unfortunate. I born and raised in my district, I also was born and raised behind a restaurant. And I never seen a rat in my entire life in the city of Waukesha up to about 3 years ago. And some people have theories that it's chickens. Some people have theories that it's the road construction and the water utility construction kind of getting in there and stirring up nests. Some things that meeting with the DNR and discussing things, they have suggested some short-term solutions as far as try to cut back on bird feeders or anything of that matter to try to deter the rats from you know, breeding and coming around.
Sure.
But I can tell you, as much as community development and the city of Waukesha are not interested in confronting that issue, my constituents and essentially citywide at this point have seen rats, and it's increasing before it's decreasing. And that is a problem, and we need to work on it diligently because, like we all know, rats, once you get them, it is not easy to get rid of them.
Sure, sure. So, you know, earlier you mentioned the old city administrator, Kevin Lehner, with, I guess, over the last, has been 1 or 2 years now, we have a new city administrator, Tony Brown. How do you like working with Tony?
I think Tony's amazing. It's night and day. It's night and day. The communication is great. He kind of came into a swamp, let's put it that way, and he recognized our financial situation, and he realized that we had immense amount of useless spending and overspending and overborrowing, and he has given us some suggestions on how we're going to approach cutting costs back. There's some things I agree with, and there's some things I don't agree with, but he has noticed that and has been very transparent with us about that. And I enjoy working with him, and I do feel that he is the right guy for the job.
Terrific. Max, how are we doing on time? Oh, good. Loads of time. So fantastic.
So
go ahead, Corey.
So there's actually one other thing. It might be a long-winded answer to keep it
simple. We got time.
But, okay. So when you asked what are some of the proudest things, one thing I left out is I was able to get the ordinance changed, which I'm glad that the other members of the council and Public Works were able to kind of see where I was going with this. And Alex Damian at the Public Works Department is amazing. And so it used to, the former ordinance was, if you had a defective sidewalk square in front of your property, and if you wanted it to be replaced, or if the city came through and if they wanted it, you know, hey, you know, you, this needs to get replaced or whatever, that onus would be on the homeowner and the taxpayer. And then the cost of the replacement or whatever type of whatever type of like adjustment, if they needed to jack it up or whatever it might be, would fall on the homeowner and then onto the tax bill at the end of the year. And now I was able to get it changed with the help of Public Works, where now if it's in a reconstruction zone, if there's a road being redone, they go automatically now and assess the entire sidewalk of that whole area that's being redone. And then that also goes into the budget for that project to get the entire roads done. And so slowly but surely, as we're going around the city and redoing roads and sidewalk projects, that is now not necessarily on the homeowner. And if the homeowner has issues, there's a lot of different ways to communicate in regards to that now, that it doesn't necessarily need to go directly onto the tax bill at the end of the year. So, that's huge. I think that relieved a lot of burden from an individual taxpayer where you were getting $450, roughly $500 per square to have it replaced. on the former ordinance. So that's another way that I really am conscious of trying to alleviate some of the burden on our taxpayers.
That's a great example. Thanks for sharing that.
Yes.
That's terrific. So what's you've obviously got the wealth of experience, you've mentioned a good record of accomplishments. Why else should the people of the 15th district elect Corey Payne to a fifth term as their alderman to represent them in the common council?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But because if anyone pays attention to the meetings and my voting record, I'm very fiscally responsible. That is my number one objective as being an elected official. And my record stands for it. And when we're talking about things that matter in the city at meetings, I am one of the vocal people that stand up for the common sense citizens and workers of the city and try to do what's in the best interest for the community over personal wants and needs. And I don't need the achievements of, you know, cutting ribbons, and I don't want those accolades. I don't need to be on, you know, the front page of the papers all the time and look at me, look at me, look at me. I am a direct link from the constituents of District 15 and the surrounding community. I talk to people from all over the city, and I take those views and I take them to City Hall, and I fight very hard for those.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, you know, one of the, I guess, the critiques of many common council members is that they behave more like a corporate board of directors instead of a legislative body elected by the people, and that should be more beholden to their constituency. How do you view that that perception? Is that true, or would you like to see more interaction?
I think you're accurate. You could just tell by other people's voting records and I'm telling this to all the city, everyone that's listening, wherever the community may be, hold your people accountable. And what I mean by that is hold them accountable from their voting records. Look at them. I think it's hilarious. I mean, I could go on and on, but, my opponent talks about growing up, by scenic Moore Downs, and the person he's running around town with campaigning with voted to tear down Moore Downs. I mean, and so this is the stuff that I'm talking about, is people aren't really following what's really going on, and they're just yes, shake their heads, yes man, yes, you know, everything's good, yep, listen, nobody's a free thinker, nobody follows what's going on. And that's where the experience comes in. I was born and raised in this district. I went to all three schools in the district. I know so many neighbors. I've played in these backyards. I've played in these basements. I went to school with most of these people. And that's something that I hold dear to my heart, and I always will.
That sounds great. In the 2 minutes we have, Alderman Corey Payne, what is it you want the people of the 15th district that are maybe listening, as well as the city of Waukesha as a whole, to know about you and your legacy and your plans for the future, should you be elected to a fifth term?
Same as I've always done. Like I said, I'm going to fight as hard as I can. Hopefully we can get some other people in some of these other seats that, have common sense, that are fiscally responsible. And I'm going to continue that. I'm going to continue to try to make District 15 the best it can be. It's already an established neighborhood, so we don't necessarily have a lot of huge projects going on, but, I'm going to work to be a liaison between the people and take those values and those issues to City Hall for another 3 years. I feel very confident. I've had a lot of support from Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. So looking forward to that. And then who knows what the future will bring, but I can tell you that I'm just looking forward, on eyes on the prize, and that's to represent 15 for another 3 years.
Sounds great. 15th District Alderman Corey Payne, best of luck with your election. Thanks for joining us today, and thank you for your service to the city, and look forward to catching up with you in person very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for joining us on This Week in Waukesha Podcast 2. Please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Be sure to pay attention to these upcoming aldermanic elections, especially in your district. And see ya! Corey, thanks again.